Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new
day. You guys remember the name Susan Powder?
No.
She was really big in the 90s. Stop the Insanity Lady from the 90s. Google her. I guarantee you, you'll see her face and go, oh, yes.
What's her name?
Susan Powder, P-O-W-T-E-R. Stop the Insanity was her whole thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see her.
Remember her in the 90s?
Not really.
No, all right,
well, she was big.
No idea.
Well, check this out. She went from powerhouse with this Stop the Insanity, worth $300 million, to being on welfare and driving for Uber Eats.
What?
Yeah.
I'm looking at all her books and all her videos here.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Jamie Lee Curtis made a documentary about her. She starts off the trailer. Here's part of it. Take a listen to this. By the way, that Stop the Insanity is in theaters, select theaters across the country.
I think you said, do you remember Susan Powder? And I was like, Stop the Insanity?
Stop the Insanity!
Susan Powder was a queen of the infomercial.
She was the original wellness influencer. Susan was inescapable in the early 90s.
She was a bona fide celebrity.
This is fun.
Is that why she disappeared?
I never said, show me the damn bank balance. I should have. You are walking back from having spent the whole day in a welfare office. And you're walking back to the welfare weekly that you live in.
Hey, this is Susan with Uber Eats. It's this tsunami of what was, what happened, the truth. And I'm going to blow the roof off this time.
That's wild.
Whoa, wow. I'm looking at this now.
Yeah. I want to see that documentary. That
How does
good.
That even happen?
$300 million
Dang,
worth.
Where did all the money go?
Yeah.
That's so you got to watch the show.
So
that's wild.
And I love these documentaries because it just blows my mind how these people end up getting ripped off by everybody around them.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened, right? So she was like, I will say this.
The queen of infomercials.
So on an infomercial level, she was a Tony Little level. Like she's big, you know, big. Tony Little was huge in the United States, right? On a fitness level, she was on a Richard Simmons level.
Yeah.
She was definitely that, you know, that popular, especially in Australia.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.